Mallory Shoemaker, the CVA marketing manager, Central Valley Ag, is with us to talk about free food, a free picnic coming up on Friday in a food pantry drive. Mallory, how are you?
Doing fine. We got a little bit of rain everywhere, so that's always a good thing in the farm cooperative world.
Yes. Everybody's usually pleased when we get some moisture, especially when we haven't had any for a while. You're absolutely right about that. So people are in a little bit better mood today, you're saying?
Yes, I think so. I'm actually in long sleeves. I'm probably too optimistic for fall weather, but I'm going to take it and blast the air conditioning in my office.
Yeah, that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. 53 degrees our current temperature right now. It feels pretty good out there, to be honest with you. And before we know it, we'll be complaining about how cold it is, and we need it warm again. But you'll be inside with the picnic coming up on Friday, right?
Yes, rain or shine, or cold or windy, or nice and hot. We are celebrating October National Co-op Month for our 26th year. So that's really exciting to be part of the community, even before that, as far as our businesses go, but really coming together to celebrate all things cooperatives. Central Valley Ag, Farmway Credit Union, and Rolling Hills Electric Co-op, which are all three co-ops. One's a farm co-op, one's a credit union or a bank co-op, and then an electric co-op. And so we're taking the time together to celebrate all things cooperatives, as National Co-op Month is October. So we have a free community picnic and food pantry drive on this Friday, October 6th, from 11 to 1 at Rolling Hills Electric Co-op headquarters there on Highway 24 in Beloit. And like I mentioned, the party will go on, the picnic and free food will happen no matter what, because they have a beautiful shop. So if it's nice, we'll open up those shop doors. If it's a little colder, close those shop doors and make sure everybody's nice and toasty as we enjoy a burger lunch with all the fixings and cookies and tea, lemonade, and water, and some other little fun things that we'll be handing out to in celebration of co-ops.
I'm trying to think how long you guys have been doing this, but it's always in October, and it's usually about this time of the year, isn't it?
Yes. So we always try to kick off October with the first Friday in October for the community picnic, and it's our 26th year that these three co-ops have combined and partnered together to celebrate and give back to our communities, and not only a free meal for everyone, which is open, whether you're part of our co-op in one way or not, you're part of the community, which is what a co-op is, as we're a uniquely local organization. So we invite everyone. And then guests are encouraged to bring a food pantry item, but it doesn't have to be, so don't let that deter you. But that will be then donated back to our Mitchell County Food Pantry here in Beloit.
Of course, there's always something going on, I'm sure, with Central Valley Ag. Anything else you want to tell us about, or programs going on, or things coming up?
Yeah, well, one more thing about the picnic, too, I want to make sure I mention, is we do have to-go meals available. So if you're on a short lunch or need to get back to the office, we do have to-go containers and things like that. And then if guys are back in the field or still at harvest, let us know, and the co-op will get connected with our salespeople, and we can run food out to you, or you can take a quick break and enjoy a time sitting in the shop. But there's actually quite a few things about the co-op day and co-op month. I know Farm Credit Union always hosts a Credit Union Week celebration at their location, and I apologize, I don't know that date. But it's during International Credit Union Week, so we'll make sure to tell everybody about that in the coming days. And then Central Valley Ag is actually celebrating co-ops with an opportunity for kind of a flashback to the past with a retail store open to everyone. We're kind of doing a combination of the old co-op logo as well as our CVA logo. So everyone is welcome to purchase an item. There's sweatshirts, hoodies, T-shirts, adult and youth sizes available. So that's kind of a fun thing we're doing throughout the whole month of October. And you can just go to cvacoop.com to take advantage of that. And then another exciting thing that we continue to build upon is our educational platform. So if you want to learn more about cooperatives, whether it's a farm co-op, credit union, or an electric or other type of cooperative. The website, growingagriculturetogether.com, is an educational platform that's, again, free for everyone to use in the classroom, at home, or at work. And you can learn about the co-op system, agronomy, grain, energy, feed, and safety. So a lot of resources out there that we want to just keep making sure everybody's aware of and take advantage of where they can.
Absolutely. Command Matters brought to you, as always, by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems, Mallory Shoemaker, CBA Marketing Manager, our guest today. So if people are just tuning in again, you want to recap what's going on Friday?
Yes, we have a free community lunch celebrating October National Co-op Month with Central Valley Ag, Farmway Credit Union, and Rolling Hills Electric Co-op. Everyone is welcome to join us at the picnic at the Rolling Hills Electric Co-op headquarters on Highway 24 in Beloit this Friday, October 6th from 11 to 1. And if you're able to come and bring a food pantry item, that's great, but don't let that deter you. We'd welcome everyone to join us.
Fantastic. Mallory, it's good to talk to you again. Good luck with the picnic, and I can pretty much assure you that the freeloader that is me will probably be there.
Yep. I'm the same.
Thanks, Mallory, so much.
Yep, thank you.
Take care. That's Mallory Shoemaker, the CBA Marketing Manager, about the picnic, the food pantry drive coming up this Friday. They're October 6th, once again, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., Rolling Hills Electric headquarters there in Beloit. Community Matters brought to you, as always, by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems.